I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Well, it's coming. Get ready for it. Ravens lose this past Sunday, 37-20. Not even that close. Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, first drive of the game, Ravens offense looked good.
Yep.
Then not so much after that. We do it every Wednesday. If it's good news, we're looking forward to it. If it's bad news, well, we are looking forward to it because we don't know why things went haywire. And we'll start Vinny's film study today with the offense and what the hell did happen.
All right, let's start with the O-line. Ronnie Stanley, he doesn't play well when he's nicked up. He's got a bad ankle. And I think probably with him, he's even more cautious because of the ankle, because that's, you know, what put him out for a couple of years. So they were just bull rushing him, and he was getting knocked right back. So it was good that Noteboom came in, because at least he's a healthy body, and he is not the most physical guy either. He struggles with power also. Now, Rosengarten, let's go to the other tackle. Rosengarten, I don't think Rosengarten's playing very well. I think he's having trouble, you know, in his pass block. He doesn't get any punch. You know, he doesn't have any initial punch, and then he lets the guy get the corner on him. Falele, Voorhees, Linderbaum inside, they struggle with, especially Falele, they struggle with quickness. They struggle with quickness. And I said if Chris Jones is on Falele, that's a bad matchup. And he made Falele whiff on one. But they do not do, collectively, they do not do a good job with stunts, twists, blitzes, athletic people. They don't do a good job. Now, if you put big hogs up there, they're fine. You know, like with Falele, if a big hog is going to rush him, he's fine with that. You know, he's got no problem with that. But as a group, they don't do a good job.
Well, who was he hugging on in that shot you showed us? Daniel Falele.
Yeah.
To give you a visual, your wife's coming home from a cruise and you're happy to see her, that kind of hug.
Yeah.
Or your kid hugs you when you get home from work, or a buddy you haven't seen in forever, that sort of hug.
And they didn't even call holding on it.
I mean, he was hugging where, like, his hands were almost clasped. Yeah. Clasped. Together.
Yeah, it was like a wrestling move.
Yeah.
Now, I wish that they would alternate Corey Bullock in, because I think Corey Bullock is a good athlete, and he's got quicker feet and stuff. I just wish they would give him a chance, because I think he would do a good job. I believe that. But the O-line is struggling. All right, what does the O-line do well? In the run game, the O-line did a nice job. They did a good job, because they come off the ball and they can combo up, and things are a lot easier for them. And they're t- to me, they're much more confident. And then you got the big guy coming behind you. And they did. I mean, they averaged, what, over 5 yards a carry in that game? They just didn't run it enough. That was the problem. They'd get 11 on a run, then they'd bring in Justice Hill, and it was back to a pass. And they just got way too pass happy. And who does that hurt? Hurts your old line. Kills your old line. Because then they're just teeing off and coming. And if a team is going to tee off, Ravens aren't going to, the O-line is not going to hold up well at all. And, you know, Likely was non-participant. I mean, he was active, but no targets or nothing. I mean, you figure you would want to get that guy involved. You know, Andrews had a couple. Receivers still got to get open better and quicker. I don't, you know, maybe with that O-line in trying to throw deeper routes doesn't jive. Because then Lamar's holding the ball, waiting for guys to get open because they're still running their routes. And then the O-line breaks down, and then he's got to take off. Or, you know, they're corralling him now because, you know, they're having a spy at it, and he's getting sacked. He's getting sacked way too many times. Way, you know, he's one of the leaders in the league in sacks. Come on, that's ridiculous. And, I mean, Derrick Henry is playing good, but we've got to get, all right, what does Zay Flowers do well? Awesome run after catch. Where's the quick screens and all that stuff to get Zay in space to get him the ball? You know, and Likely the same kind of thing. I just think that they got to go back to what are our guys do well? Let's go back to that. Why were we so good last year? Let's look at that, you know. Because right now, and it's the same, pretty much same O-line. You know, all of a sudden now they're giving up 1 million sacks, and last year they didn't. But you had a back rush for 2,000 yards. Now he doesn't have, what, 100 yards in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, he had more yards rushing in his first game than he has in the next three combined.
So that's the thing that's so frustrating. And I don't think Lamar's playing great. I think Lamar's frustrated. I told Bob off air, maybe it's a good thing for him to have a game off just to kind of get back away from it. And, you know, with Cooper Rush, all right, Todd Monken and T. Martin, all right, we know what Cooper Rush can do and what he can do well, and how do we incorporate that in the offense? They're going to be quicker throws in the drop-back game, and I think we're going to have a lot of play action. We're going to have runs, boots, all that kind of stuff. You know, we're not going to have a quarterback scrambling a ton. We've seen that. So, I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing. But the last 2 weeks of offense have been kind of embarrassing. And got to get back to who you are. I mean, right now you say, who are the Ravens offensively? I got no idea. Looks like they want to be a spread pass team.
Yeah, and without Lamar Jackson, that might be their reality. We'll come back, take your phone calls, support that 583-1057. Vinny's film breakdown of the defense is coming up later in the show. That might be worse than what we just heard from the offense. Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us 11 o'clock in his thoughts of the team at 1-3. This is not good, stating the obvious. And now home dogs against Houston coming up Sunday. Whip around 11:15. Look at those baseball playoff games from yesterday. Three of them were brilliant. And then Jeff Berman. We'll talk Maryland's football. Chances against Washington getting 6.5 at home and recruiting for Buzz Williams. We're feeling the buzz. I mean, there could be some poppage come out. Let's just put it that way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.